see here. Drop a little bucks.
Shit off table.
That was a scoop.
What?
JBL on the wall.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. He's the writing and he's leading the meeting, but I prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our projects folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time, we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Well, take it away.
Bling. Okay. Welcome. You all. Compartment design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about
Build a storage
drones going there. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because the titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, single curved. So it's two-dimensional. I think it's best to draw. Green.
It's a color.
Radical. Physical.
Mean.
Forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. It also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
It's a side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is it's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, you just use some Classics or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think well, we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions? Any?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requirements. There should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in the test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it? Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in the
Okay,
color.
they should be in mind, wasn't
But I
it?
don't think you have to make the entire thing in
Okay, so
color.
it doesn't says to have the
It must
slogan.
be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. Could make a
Like
little
a big
R&R,
R&R.
long R&R on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors. So it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people, who people, in which people will find there interesting and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that, but if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic, or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it, yeah, it makes it fancy. Okay. Well, that's all about my my findings.
Okay. Thank you.
I will go next. Alright, so I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to click on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And with this, that you ask, give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful, but because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And but you know, that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I try to the LCD screen. I try to draw some. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but yeah. So and then the buttons button below, a mute button also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one.
Oh.
I thought I forgot something, but and the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button for tilt text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought. And the LCD somewhere in the remote. Perhaps you could be more curvy, the remote. Perhaps so that it's better in your hand or something. But a microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of, and then you should get the other options with what you could do, and that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a little scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. And that was my finding thing.
Thanks. Team members. This presentation.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something about trend watching.
the trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I used was, like I thought, I watched the trends from the past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Findings I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote controls should be look fancy. The second important thing that should be innovative, okay? Like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meaning for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob like things.
That's sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They liked square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought a front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague, you said, is that even better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
but
is
older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors, but also maybe.
Yeah.
But which shape you should take?
Colors. Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of the control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round
so
but square.
Round the corners but square.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will apply.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Kind of like that. Like this. a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
Like a beer glass.
So, but then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so
that's
you have to
scoop
there, so that's easy to choose. People know
you.
Recognize
that's a remote.
Yeah.
Look, something like that. The autumn colors, like red, brown, they like wood a lot. So maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something in that color. And a bit old school style, Renaissance. Medieval kind of
swords.
Yeah, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy
old
to do
and
with
boring.
The color,
I think. So, sorry?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, yeah, rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Also in between.
Yeah,
Okay.
soft rubber, which you can feel.
Yeah, I know.
Or
it shouldn't be
products.
Nice.
No, but you have to like a eraser or something. That's a bit, you
Yeah.
can press it in, or something harder.
Mm.
But like this kind of rubber, that's
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard, I think.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
I think it's wrong.
So it is spongy feeling.
Did you have something you wanted to
I don't
say?
like SpongeBob feeling.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think
Because
the other thing could do.
then you can fit the LCD screen in it. I can decide, yeah.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah, I think the LCD screen should be
this
like
is your size,
yeah.
but I think it should be larger.
Yeah, 3/4 of the.
Yeah, 3/4. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah,
um,
but it won't get that small when the LCD screen is.
So when you get this. kind of like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger? Because you want
oh,
to put your hand.
But
yeah, because
now
you
can put your hand there. And then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen, because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
all I mean.
Because
like
when
a
you
game
put
going
your.
Now,
yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to be very greasy and stuff.
But it won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it too
digit.
Small. How, yeah, how large?
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers
press
3 buttons at the same time.
But if you want to make it international, Japanese people, they have rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But
yeah,
we have a zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Yeah, of course. Yeah. You can make it larger with
yeah.
the accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point. We want to do it with our fingers.
Yeah,
right?
Your fingers, yeah. You want to,
you
because if
you lose
a pen,
you
can
lose
a
pen.
Yeah,
if you lose a pen,
you
can't
use
it.
With their
yeah.
finger.
Yeah,
they use
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They think it's handy. Yeah. I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe
we
have to add a tissue to remove the grease from.
Yeah,
so
that
you
can
do whatever.
Any soft
tissue.
Yeah. You can
okay,
buy
well maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark. How should we supply the thing with energy, and how are we going to do a separate docking station and then put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here. So do you have ideas about them?
I think energy will be better than a
docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah? So
yeah,
the first point, we will
include
that on the
rechargeable batteries,
yeah.
which you can recharge
yeah.
through a docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if the batteries are dead.
I kind of like your
changer.
Yeah, you get some of those wireless mice.
Yeah,
mice.
Yeah.
A bit of those. Kind of like those kind of batteries.
So there should be, I think, normal batteries, not
yeah,
like
normal plain batteries
yeah.
you can buy in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Simple rechargeable
yeah.
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
Chip on print. I think so. Chip on print with a simple, simple, but also
discard
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that work with the LCD screen?
You
always
you
drink later.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Always, so I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. This was in there and I didn't.
Chip on friend, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen,
yeah,
with no. The buttons are now always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you got a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on
Print of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print, so that's not any discussion, I think.
Now, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
I don't think it is
a simple CPU,
but I don't know if it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big
CPU. The monitor has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true.
So it has to have some kind of calculation during our CPU. In which state you are and which button you are pressing and what button you are.
Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
And touch screen makes it possible to get the coordination of your finger on the screen.
In case, yeah, or just discuss the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and
hardware,
I think. It's really easy to handle.
We have different colors.
Yeah,
so shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and round shapes. No, I don't think that. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit. I think
it
should be a bit longer.
I think it needs more the young people than the older people.
Yeah.
But that's what we wanted. Huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. And how about my idea of making it in one single curve?
Oh, yeah, that's
so
I think I thought that was quite
good. Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a fancy design.
If you put it on your table, where else is screen? You don't have to put it in, get it in your image and put it next to you and then fire it in.
It's
not easy. So you drive that down and get a single curved rubber, fancy color.
You can't
remote control.
You can't. Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then load it on the.
Yeah. But I
and load it on the user.
What about the user interface? There are also some questions.
Do
you have some ideas?
Yeah, I'm
you showed
the drawing. Do it again. I miss a few buttons, at least you should also have an. I just remembered a menu to go back to the first. But if you touch options, you can't go back to this right away now.
Isn't it better to have the sound kind of channel buttons or something?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus.
I think it's
easier.
I don't know. I thought it was easier to handle this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry.
Did you like the buttons? The horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Now, if we make it like this,
so
I think if you put it like
square.
This.
Actually, I think it's easier to have it. It's something like button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here, and on here.
Yeah.
Other buttons, and on here, the top.
But I think
and then you have something like the B over here and the sound.
I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here. And then the P in the middle and the sound here.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Almost.
Nice.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus and the other thing that you're managing.
Yeah, I think you're going to push it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some examples.
Will
you
have to use usability engineering?
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me.
Sure.
I think
you
could have got some examples.
Because
perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have those numbers. Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah,
is,
but I mean, if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other, I don't remember know.
How much, not how often it's used, but...
Yeah,
but
it depends on the remote.
Look in here, but here's it's below, here also, and here's next to each other. I think it's
I think, I mean, because I have two televisions, so one is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and
yeah,
down,
lower.
And the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. If you think when I look here.
Okay.
That's how I see.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the button.
Yes,
it is user interface.
Yeah. It's concept in the actual design. You should know where you would place
okay,
it.
Well.
And speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
technology.
Yeah, it's easy for the where are you with that?
Yeah. But then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Nothing, not even necessary, because well, you can make a very sensitive microphone. It makes it possible to just put it around underneath here or on the bottom of here.
Yeah,
maybe at the bottom where you can hold it.
Yeah,
and there's also a microphone.
So
I think that's kind of very important. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah. It shouldn't be
inside.
You could put it in a logo of the company.
Well, maybe just
between
the
round of the R.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Where
do
you
want
to put it?
Well, maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see...
Actually, it does, because you can find it.
Yeah, but...
It's a way for you to...
Yeah.
So it makes more fancy, because other remotes don't have it.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone.
Because, like, for it's very... small thing, you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where is it? It isn't most inside.
Okay.
I think.
I'll put it there.
Never
mind. That doesn't
matter. Well, actually, it doesn't.
Okay.
So?
Any more? So, well, type sometimes.
Interface type?
Yeah, well, we already discussed that.
Yeah. supplements.
I think I thought the, like you said, like scroll up next to the remote isn't that handy. I think it's better to just type tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if you back, nothing go back.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and goes to that sub-menu.
And the young people do like
they like too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know through the scroll. But the menu on JT they like most. And I think you can navigate through the menu with the scroll.
I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options,
you have a lot of options. Because when you use, the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television. You should scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah,
true. So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make this a rubber, just like on your mouse. So just put it on the side, and it's easy to use.
I think I would make even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side. Touch.
It's also different.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the human interface?
What
do you think?
What's the standard color?
We have different colors, but you should have a standard color.
I think
black.
Yeah,
black. With a yellow dark or something like this color or something.
Just a regular
silver
covers.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
I think you see more silver.
And black are
silver
is new, it's also
colors.
Traditional.
Yeah.
So,
I think we have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them.
Yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean, it's
yellow.
Could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
Right. But if you use silver, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it is fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
green,
and blue.
Of course, fruity colors.
Yeah.
And the other colors, like red or brown. Now, yeah, dark red and brown.
Maroon,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so. Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well, I wrote it down here. The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially. Notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together. Do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out. I don't know. Okay. Well, that was what I had to say. Final thoughts from anyone? Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Six out.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes on the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully, faster. Okay, good luck.
Is that here?
Yeah.
This is smart.